بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The Tawaf of Hajj and its prayers and Sa'i. The 7th, 8th and 9th obligations in Hajj at-Tamattu are Tawaf, its Salat and Sa'i. The rules, procedures and conditions in respect of them are similar to those set out earlier for Umrah at-Tamattu. The niyyah for these three acts will be the same as those of Umrah at-Tamattu, except the words Umrah at-Tamattu will be replaced by Hajj at-Tamattu. It is recommended to return to Makkah on Eid day to perform the Tawaf, and as a matter of caution, not to postpone it beyond the 11th, even though it is permissible to do so till the end of Dhul-Hijjah. A lady who notices that menstruation has started and is unable to stay in Mecca till she becomes ritually clean again to perform the Tawaf must appoint an agent to perform the Tawaf and its prayers on her behalf, and then after the performance of the Tawaf and its prayers by the agent, perform the Sa'i personally. On completion of the Tawaf, its prayers and Sa'i, the use of perfume becomes lawful, but as a matter of caution, intimacy with one's spouse still remains prohibited. Tawaf al-Nisa and its Salat. Tawaf al-Nisa is the 10th obligation in Hajj at-Tamattu, and the 11th is the prayers which follows it. Tawaf al-Nisa is obligatory on both men and women. If a man fails to perform it, any woman becomes unlawful for him, and if a woman omits to perform it, any man becomes unlawful for her. The procedures and rules regarding Tawaf al-Nisa and its prayers following it are the same as those for the Tawaf for Hajj and the prayers after it. The only difference is the niyyah. The niyyah would be, I perform Tawaf al-Nisa of the Kaaba 7 successive times for Hajj al-Tamattu, for Hijjatul Islam, wajib qurbatan ilallah. If a man fails to perform the Tawaf al-Nisa, whether knowingly and deliberately or out of ignorance of the rule or through oversight, then any woman is forbidden to him until it is performed. If there is a problem for him to perform it personally, it is permissible for him to appoint an agent to do so on his behalf, and when the agent has performed it on his behalf, his lawful women become permissible to him. Note, men and women become lawful to each other after both have performed Tawaf al-Nisa and recited the prayers. The stay or mabit at Mina. The 12th obligation in Hajj at-Tamattu is to spend the nights of the 11th and 12th of Dhul-Hijjah in Mina. If on the day of Eid, a pilgrim departs to Mecca to perform the Tawaf and Sa'i, it is obligatory on them to return to Mina to spend the night there. The niyyah or intention would be, I spend the night in Mina for Hajj at-Tamattu, for Hijjatul Islam, wajib qurbatan ilallah. It is not obligatory for the pilgrim to spend the entire night in Mina. It is enough if they remain there from the beginning of the night to a little after midnight, or from a little before midnight until dawn. Pilgrims can depart from Mina after Dhuhr on the 12th day of Dhul-Hijjah. But if they delay their departure until nightfall, they must spend the night of the 13th of Dhul-Hijjah in Mina as well until dawn. One who omits to spend the nights in Mina must sacrifice a sheep for every night missed as a penalty. The recommended acts in Mina. It is recommended for a pilgrim to remain in Mina during the whole period of stay there and not to move out of Mina even for a recommended tawaf. It is also recommended that all obligatory and recommended prayers be recited in the mosque of Khif. Abu Hamza Thimali has reported that the 5th Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam has stated, he who recites 100 rakats in the mosque of Khif in Mina before departing from there will be rewarded the equivalent of the worship of 70 years. He who recites Subhanallah in the mosque 100 times will have the reward of freeing a slave. He who recites La ilaha illallah 100 times there will be rewarded the equivalent of saving a life, and he who recites Alhamdulillah 100 times there will be rewarded the equivalent of giving charity the revenue of 2 Iraqs. Throwing pebbles at Jamarat. The 13th obligation in Hajj at-Tamattu is throwing pebbles at the 3 Jamarat, the first al-ula, the middle al-wusta, and the last al-uqba on the 11th and 12th of Dhul-Hijjah, and as a matter of caution, also on the 13th if the night is spent in Mina. It must be done personally. An appointment of an agent is not permitted except for a good reason. The niyyah will be the same as mentioned previously in the case of throwing pebbles at Jamaratul Uqba, except that the word Al-Uqba would be replaced with Al-Ula or Al-Wusta as the case may be. The obligations already set out earlier in respect of throwing of pebbles at Jamaratul Uqba apply to the throwing of the pebbles at all the Jamarat. It is obligatory to commence the throwing of the pebbles at the first Jamarah, which is Al-Ula, then the middle, Al-Wusta, and then finally the last, Al-Uqba. If the sequence is not followed, even by oversight or ignorance of the rule, the procedure must be repeated to achieve the proper sequence. If a person omits to throw pebbles on the 11th of Dhul-Hijjah by ignorance or oversight, it is obligatory on him to make up for it on the 12th of Dhul-Hijjah by way of qadha. And if a person forgets to do so on the 12th of Dhul-Hijjah, he must make it up on the 13th of Dhul-Hijjah. If a person omits to throw pebbles by oversight or ignorance and then recalls after reaching Makkah, it is obligatory on him to return to Mina to throw the pebbles. If he had forgotten to throw the pebbles on 2 or 3 days, he must keep an interval of 1 hour between the throwing of the pebbles for the different days. If he recalls after departure from Makkah, it is not obligatory to return to Mina, but he must perform the qadha in the following year, personally or by appointing an agent. Umrah al-Mufridah. Umrah al-Mufridah is the Umrah that one can perform at any time of the year. It is recommended to perform the Umrah al-Mufridah repeatedly. It is preferable that it be performed every month. It is better that a month should elapse between two such pilgrimages, that is, if the last optional pilgrimage was performed at the end of the last month, then the next one should also be performed at the end of the next month. There is no objection, however, to a person performing multiple optional pilgrimages, one for himself, one for another person, and so on. It is not permissible to perform Umrah al-Mufridah between the Umrah at-Tamattu and Hajj at-Tamattu. If a pilgrim, after completing all the obligations of Hajj at-Tamattu, while he is still in Makkah, intends to perform Umrah al-Mufridah, it is permissible for him to come out of the Haram and wear his Ihram. It is not obligatory for him to proceed to a Miqat. He or she should wear the Ihram at Hudaybiyah or Ji'arana or Tan'im. The obligations of Umrah at-Tamattu and Umrah al-Mufridah are similar, except the niyyah will be that of Umrah al-Mufridah. And in Umrah al-Mufridah, it is wajib to perform Tawaful Nisa with its 2 rakat prayers, and the Ihram can be removed after Taqsir or Halaq. Tawaf al-Wida, the Tawaf of Farewell. It is recommended that when the pilgrim intends to depart from Mecca, he or she should perform a Tawaf of Farewell followed by 2 rakat for Tawaf. In each round, he or she should salute Hajar al-Aswad and Rukn al-Yamani. They should thank and praise Allah and send blessings on the Holy Prophet and his pure progeny, and seeking their desires as well. It is recommended to depart from the door of Hanatin and pause facing the Rukn of Shami and seek from Allah the opportunity to return again. It is also recommended at the time of departure from Mecca to purchase about 1 dirham worth of dates and distribute it amongst the poor. 1 dirham would be equivalent to 3.65 grams of silver. Salutations on the Prophet and his family. It is also very strongly recommended that a pilgrim should complete his or her Hajj by going to Medina to visit the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, his daughter the Lady of Light Fatima Zahra alayha salam, and the Imams alayhimus salam at Jannatul Baqi.